Welcome to the Lucid Ess podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths. I would like to begin by explaining why I'm going to do a short little book review. And that is because I am wanting to come back to life, come back into life. And I would like to tell you that it's all because of the last year of my trial. But as I'm coming back into life, I realize it's much older, that I stopped living, like truly living, when the rape happened. And I have not really understood how deeply the rape has affected me until speaking for the first time the truth of it on the witness stand, and understanding that deep inside of me, I have been carrying this beautiful little flame, this little ember that is longing to live, just longing to live and to live in joy and live in love and live in knowing there is so much goodness in all of us. So I was given a book about 8 months ago, and it's about a man who was extraordinarily talented and gifted with the classical guitar. And I was given this book because about 2 years ago, I began to practice the classical guitar. And my friend said, hey, I think you'd enjoy this book. Well, when I read the book, it was so powerful for me that I actually began to write down little quotes and excerpts from the book. And I thought it had to do with practicing my classical guitar, which it did. And I also knew it was relevant to life and to living and to dying and all that is encompassed in my journey here in this realm. But 8 months later, I realized it's a story that has some signposts for me, some guideposts, some wisdom, some ways for me to begin to understand how I can come back to life, how I can return to living life, and not just merely being alive. And I began to think recently of three words, and I used to be a victim of rape, and I believe that was an important step, is saying that I am a victim of rape. And then it became, I'm a survivor of rape. I'm a survivor of rape. I survived that. And now I'm stepping into what feels like the next stage, and that's a thriver after rape. I thrive. So from victim to survivor to thriver, I'm returning to life, returning to being alive, being life. The excerpts I'm going to share are from a book called Practicing, A Musician's Return to Music. The author is Glenn Kurtz, and he's the young man who was just an amazing prodigy with the classical guitar. But in his youth, he met a block in himself, and he gave it all up. He was unable to continue practicing. And the book is about him returning to music. I don't remember the timeline, but I want to say it was at least a decade, maybe longer, before he picked up his classical guitar again and began to play. And it's about those blocks inside of us that keep us from doing what we love, whatever that is. For me, it's all encompassing right now. It's like literally just wanting to return to life. I'm going to begin just by reading a few excerpts about practice, his take on practice. Practicing is this essential human gesture, reaching for the grandeur of what you desire and feeling it slip through your fingers. Practicing anything we really love, we are always striving for something just beyond our ability to express. Practicing is a romance. Practicing is also a risk, a test of character, a threat of deeply personal failure. Every day I collide with my limits, bewildered by a cacophony of voices, encouraging and dismissive, joyous and harsh. I struggle to harmonize them, to hold fast to devotion against a cutting doubt that would kill it. Practicing is a story you tell yourself. Practicing is the fundamental story. Whether as a musician, as an athlete, at your job, or in love, practice gives direction to your longing. The story you tell yourself must embrace everything. Joy, rage, clumsiness, futility, prayer, supplication, faith, reward, hunger, fame, humiliation, expectation, lust, revenge, selfish conquest, fantasy, spontaneity, maturity, sacrifice, discipline. Every time you sit down, you reveal yourself and your character, the hero and the victim. You will struggle, succeed, transform the harshest disappointment into the very reason you continue. Practicing is the truth of who you are as you strive to become someone new. Nothing is difficult if you play it slowly. The problem is impatience. Impatience has little to do with the notes themselves. Instead, it is a fight with time. Faced with a new piece of music, a difficult moment in your life, you want to leap over the anxiety and confusion to be ahead of where you are. But most of the time, the solutions you achieve in impatience are narrow and awkward. You establish your first response as a habit, then have to spend all your time trying to correct it instead of waiting, listening, and learning more. I'd like to read that one again because it's so powerful for me. The problem is impatience. Impatience has little to do with the notes themselves. Instead, it is a fight with time. Faced with a new piece of music, a difficult moment in your life, you want to leap over the anxiety and confusion to be ahead of where you are. But most of the time, the solutions you achieve in impatience are narrow and awkward. You establish your first response as a habit. Then you have to spend all your time trying to correct it instead of waiting, listening, and learning more. So those are a few of the quotes that are very, very specific to practicing. I'd like to read a next set. This next set is a little bit more about music and his relationship with music, with his guitar. And I find that these are powerful for me because music is life. Life is a symphony. To my ear, the spirit of music speaks with many voices. It is an ancient, hopeful metaphor, speaking of pleasure on earth and order in the cosmos. The fragility of beauty and the quiver in our longing for love. Music is a kind of breathing, an exchange of energy and excitement. I become aware of sensations that lie dormant until music brings them out. I feel music's power at my fingertips, as if I might pluck a string and change the world. My imagination opens and reaches out, and in that reaching, I begin to recognize myself. I concentrate on the simplest task. It takes a few minutes. Sometimes it takes all morning. I cannot proceed without unity of thought, motion, and sound. Try to describe your experience of music, and you'll quickly reach the limits of words. We grope for the grandest terms in our vocabulary just to hint at the marvel, the wonder. I close my eyes and listen for the unheard melody in what I've played 100 times before, the unsuspected openings. It is not the notes, but the performance which moves the listener. It proves that two things, two strings, two hearts, might vibrate as one. Because when you play on this instrument, it plays you too, and the dreams this relationship brings out may get to the bottom of who you are. I felt the movement of sound throughout my body. I was an instrument of innumerable strings, resounding in sympathetic vibration to the fullness of the moment. Thrilling, heart-rending, suspenseful, and whole. Yet it all belongs here, all its tension and tenderness, as if a note that didn't bend could never be true. I think, for me, the guitar might be a navigational instrument, always pointing me to where I am. The losses we suffer are real and cannot be wished away. But the beauty of music is that it embodies our love and our disappointment together, moving us forward. Leaving home, leaving where you are comfortable, giving up what you have loved, not knowing whether there is more ahead. So this last set of excerpts I'd like to share with you are more of a summary of life. I heard a profound range of emotions in the music, but expressing it, displaying it unprotected, was too scary. The fear of not being good enough narrowed my performance. Yet who decides what is musical? The composer, the musician, the audience? It's easy to forget how simple music is. Music is about vibration, about allowing myself to be moved. I take a deep breath and I let go of everything I want. Whatever happens will happen. It's like this, really, in every moment, though we rarely have the presence of mind to notice. Instead, we're always planning, protecting, wishing, and wanting, as if we could spend our whole lives practicing. I've given everything I can give now. A performance. Perhaps I am my only audience today, and my attention alone makes this a performance. But attention changes everything. In the end, practicing is a lie, a necessary lie, a fiction that suspends time so that we may examine and reflect on what we do or who we are, but still a lie. The truth is, we cannot go back, yet the fiction of practicing makes it seem as if we can. It lets us grow in our own time, protected from the mortality of each moment. This illusion holds transformative power, but also a dangerous seduction. practice by itself is a dream of perfection. Only performing can turn practice into shared life, where our own time may join with others, becoming musical. It is the inner life of performance that allows us to develop, to grow, to move forward, having learned. Doing anything we really love, we are always at the limits of our ability. What matters is that we continue. Everything depends on how we practice, what we practice. Each day now, when I sit down, I try to give a performance, opening myself over and over again to what I love the most, knowing each time that I will have to let it go, living through what slips away. So what I've shared here are numerous short excerpts from, again, the book Practicing, A Musician's Return to Music by Glenn Kurtz. And they were not in any specific order. I ordered them how I felt they would tell the story best, and not just the story of a beautiful man coming back to his classical guitar, but just anyone that is wanting to return to something they love. The value in the words that I've shared here are that they are signposts for me to remember what I love. One of those things is music. Music is a huge part of my life. Practicing my guitar has taught me so much. Singing with others has taught me so much. And I continue to find joy in the creation and making of music. I want to extend all that I've learned there into the creation and making of a new life with home and family and partnership, and being willing to open myself over and over again to practicing each day, allowing myself to learn, to transform, to be moved, and to remember that everything is living. Everything is living the very best it can be. It reminds me of the other podcast I did about the poem I called Hope, where I ended it by saying that the comet too hopes to be the very best comet it can be. I hope you have a beautiful day, enjoying the symphony of life.
Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidez podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.